AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats voted to block legislation to fund the Department of Homeland Security and several other agencies as they continue to negotiate with Republicans in the White House on new restrictions for President Trump's surge in immigration enforcement. Virginia Democrat Mark Warner says trust is an issue.
We need to see things in writing, and the notion that we're going to somehow trust what their initial position was, well, we'll do this on executive action. That doesn't pass the smell test.
Louisiana Republican John Kennedy expects tough negotiations.
The Democrats can propose anything unless it looks like they are gutting Homeland Security and ICE like a fish, and that's not something that the Republicans are going to vote for.
The two sides are discussing a possible agreement to separate Homeland Security funding from the rest of the legislation and fund it for a short term. The AP Sagar Magani reports President Trump is asking Russia to hold off attacking Ukraine's capital.
As Kyiv and other cities face a brutal cold stretch, Russia has been pounding Ukrainian infrastructure, leaving many without heat during a cabinet meeting.
I personally asked President Putin not to fire on Kyiv and the cities and towns for a week during this. It's extraordinary. It's not just like cold, it's extraordinary cold.
The president says Putin agreed, but there's no confirmation from Moscow. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov was asked earlier if Russia and Ukraine are talking about mutually halting strikes on energy facilities and refused comment. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities say a man claiming to be an FBI agent showed up to a federal jail in New York and told officers he had a court order to release Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. This is AP News. The AP's Marissa Duhaney reports a familiar name is running for a new seat.
Minnesota, we've been through a lot.
Democratic U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar says she's running for governor of Minnesota. Klobuchar's decision gives Democrats a high-profile candidate and proven statewide winner as their party tries to hold on to the office occupied by Governor Tim Walz. Walz abandoned his campaign for a third term earlier this month amid criticism over mismanagement of taxpayer funding for child care programs. Klobuchar announced her candidacy in a video message posted Thursday.
These times call for leaders who can stand up and not be rubber stamps of this administration.
Klobuchar has been one of the loudest Trump critics, most recently over the immigration enforcement effort that has prompted massive protests. The Minnesota contest is expected to test Trump's law and order approach against Democrats' criticisms of his administration's tactics.
Israel has returned Palestinian bodies, marking the last exchange between Israel and Hamas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.